producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea today and every day, but today in particular. I'm not going to chat with you for a whole long time for two reasons. Because, number one, I've had an enormous amount of chocolate. I will tell you why. You can probably guess. And Natalie has been the wise woman to call early so she gets max amount of time. So I'm going to talk to Natalie first, and then I'll tell you why on Halloween I've had chocolate before the program as opposed to after. Not a good idea. So if I'm talking too fast, Aaron, just say, Joy, slow it down.
No problem.
Thank you. Natalie, in the meantime, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. How are you?
Well, I'm chocolated, but other than that, I'm great. Because of that, I may be great. How may I help you?
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
I have a question. I don't know. It just sounds a little ridiculous, but I feel like I have trouble with employment problems. Maybe it's me. I'm thinking something's wrong with me. Every time I get a job and I don't have a problem getting them, I don't want to stay, and I panic and I leave, and I don't even end up staying a month.
Okay. We'll look at it. How old are you, kiddo?
I'm 25.
Okay. How many jobs have you left after a month, would you estimate?
Honestly, between 5-6.
And that's what, in the last year or so?
Within the last year and a half, approximately.
Okay. What's the longest time you've ever stayed at a job?
Maybe going on to 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, do you live at home? Do you live with your folks?
I do. I live with my parents, yeah.
Okay, so that may be part of the consequence. In that there is no consequence, that if you lose a job, you're not going to be evicted, presumably. Although your parents may be getting a little tired of this, and I'm sure you're getting a little tired of it. What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and
okay.
I'm continuing my education, actually in January, for a master's in social work.
Great. What do you want to be doing? Well, let me ask you two questions, because it sounds like the way you've described it, that you really have two agenda. One is to get a job for right now while you're going to school so you can support yourself. Have you ever lived on your own?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Are you an only child?
No, I have an older brother. I'm a middle child. I have a younger sister.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody else live at home?
Not my younger sister. She's only 13. My brother's 26.
Okay.
He moved out.
Okay. Same parents for all three kids?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what would you like to be doing in, say, 5 years?
My five-year plan is to hopefully establish myself in a career where I could be working maybe in a psychology environment, social work. I want to work with adolescents and children.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a boyfriend? Is there anybody in your...
I do.
So, okay.
Ten years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Obviously, the two of you don't live together. What's the plan with the boyfriend?
Hopefully he'll ask me to marry him one day. I'm still waiting for a ring. But I'm in no rush. We're comfortable. But
yeah.
I plan for a future. I don't know if he does.
Well, one of the ways of finding out, I mean, it's not like you're 15. One of the ways is ask him to marry you, because you'll at least have more information. First of all, if he says yes, who cares who asked him? You got an answer, and then you figure out a date. If he says no, then you can figure out if you're wasting your time. If he says, gee, I wanted to ask you, then say, okay, well, let's switch positions. You ask me. I mean, it would seem to me if you want to get married, you don't have to play like Scarlett O'Hara and wait for somebody to ask you to the ball. That seems to me a secondary issue, although it very well may impact the current issue, but let's put it aside temporarily. All right.
Okay.
So it sounds like what you're looking for right now in terms of a job is not, it would seem to me, if I were in your shoes, I would be looking for one of two kinds of jobs. One is one that might not pay very much, but would give me a lot of information about a future career that I was interested in. For example, if you're saying you want to be a social worker, let's say in a school, in a middle school or in a high school, or in an adolescent facility, then I might be thinking about a job as a paraprofessional in one of those environments to see if I really like the environment, if I like the population, if it's something I wanted to do. One of the ways that, an internship essentially that was hopefully paid, but gives you not so much money, but gives you information about future plans. The second is just a job that gives you some income so that you can maybe live by yourself or start putting away toward a house when you get married, or at least have some financial independence. And that would be, so I guess that one would be one that may not tax you very much intellectually, but might be kind of fun, or it might be wildly lucrative. So I guess the second category can fall into to an A and a B category. The first is, I don't care what I get paid. It's basically an internship, so anything I get paid is gravy. The real reason to take this position is to learn something about my future career and get a leg up on that. The second is, this has nothing to do with a future career. It's a job, and so either it should be really fun or wildly lucrative, or maybe some combination of those two. So if we look at that, what is your job strategy for until you finish school?
Well, I wanted to find something that would fulfill my time and also give me the experience I need, like you said, like an internship.
Okay.
My school, where I'm going to enroll in from the university for my master's, is going to provide me with a 3-year internship. So
okay. That's
a great thing. But in the meantime, sure. I feel like I'm kind of like a useless person. I don't know why.
Well, so what kind of, right, of the 5 or 6 jobs, tell me if you can, do they fall into, are they all the same? Are they different?
They're all different.
All right, well, tell me give me kind of a thumbnail sketch of each of the half a dozen jobs that you've gotten and then quit.
All right, well, they're all low-paying jobs that I was just doing maybe to get out of the house, gain experience.
I got it. Okay, but what are they?
One was a receptionist at a hair salon, receptionist at a tanning job. The best one I had was a medical assistant for an ophthalmology.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I crumbled under the pressure.
All right. So it sounds like the receptionist jobs you may have left just because you were bored.
I feel like they were just the work was somewhat insulting. I don't know why I feel that, but.
Well, because you were bored. I mean, you have a college education. You're going toward a master's degree. You like working with people, and you were answering a phone. I mean, that doesn't seem to be very. So what about, all right, so with a medical assistant, when you say you crumbled under the pressure, describe that job to me a little bit.
Well, I'd have to assist in eye surgeries like glaucoma. I'd have to administer eye drops, tend to the patients and the customers, and I have no experience in that. I don't even have an interest in that field, and I guess when I was being trained, I don't know what happened. I panicked, and I called in sick, and I never returned.
Well, it would seem to me, if we look at those three examples, it would seem to me that what we need to do is find a job that's not boring, that has to do with people, but doesn't require, I mean, I think if you don't have any medical experience, the idea of putting drops in somebody's eyes or assisting in a surgery can feel a little overwhelming. So it would seem to me between being bored out of your mind or scared that you're going to kill somebody are probably a fair number of jobs, or blind somebody, are a fair number of jobs that might make more sense, because it sounds like you interview very well. I mean, look, I was going to say, if I were hiring and somebody came in who was an attractive 25-year-old who had a BA, and I would not hire you to be a receptionist in a health club because I figured you'd be bored in the first 3 weeks and you'd leave, which is exactly what happened. On the other hand, what they probably assumed in the medical assistants is that you wouldn't have applied for the job unless you had some kind of background or at least some kind of interest. And it sounds like what they were asking you to do, even though it sounds scary, isn't. But, I mean, that's easy for me to say because it's something I like and I've been doing my whole life, and I'm one of those people who'll try anything. So I'm not a very good indicator of that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and I want you to think about what the perfect job would be for you, and be as specific as you can. Obviously it's something that's less boring than being a receptionist and less scary than assisting in surgery. So see if you can think of a job that would really, just really sort of make you happy right now. I'll put you on hold. We'll be back to you in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Natalie, who's a college grad going on to a master's degree, 25, a middle kid living at home, gets interviewed and hired for everything and then doesn't like the job and leaves and saying, you know, that's, first of all, it's going to look lousy on your resume at some point. But besides which, I mean, it's frustrating, I'm sure, to you and to your folks and everything else. So we looked at her. I mean, I think there are a number of factors going, but we always start with the obvious. You know, when you hear hoofbeats, think horses, not zebras. You think the most obvious, and then we'll go on to the least obvious or less obvious. So the first is that she seems to be getting jobs that either she's horribly overqualified for, so she's bored out of her skull, which means somebody who's hiring isn't paying much attention because, you know, I get lots of people. We had a caller last week or the week before who said she had a job that she was a shoo-in for and didn't get hired. And she said, I was overqualified for it. And I said, bingo. Anybody who in human resources who has any brains doesn't hire people who are overqualified, because what they'll do is they'll either be bored and leave, or they'll take the job temporarily and look for something better and leave. And so what you want is a good mix between, or a good match between what the job is and who the candidate is. You don't want somebody who's underqualified for your second job, but you don't want somebody who's overqualified either, because it's just not, it's not workable. So what would be the perfect job, and what would you be doing if you could design the perfect job for yourself until you finished with your master's?
What I would love to do is to really, like I said, work with children, but in a holistic alternative method to psychotherapy where it's more of a natural approach, maybe for children who have developmental disabilities and whatnot. So, like you said, maybe a para or something so I could get a feel for the school environment. Okay. But also, like you mentioned, my resume does suffer, and it's my own fault.
Well, stop putting all that stuff on your resume to start with. I think you can. It's never a good idea to lie on a resume. Because you're a bit found out, but you don't have to put down all these other things, and especially if you're, I mean, what I would do for right now, for immediate, is I'd call up the local library, assuming there's still a local library, and see if you can read to kids on Saturday morning. And if there's already somebody doing that, come and be an assistant, or be the backup. Work as a school aide in whatever age group you're interested in. And it may be that you're doing it for free to start with, because then, the point is, whatever we choose for you, you have to decide to stick with it for at least 6 months, even if you hate it, which means that we want to give a lot of care to picking it to begin with so you don't hate it, or at least there's a good chance you won't hate it. Because, and you can go call up a local hospital, and see if you can read to the kids in the cancer ward. Call up. I mean, the point is that you're in a situation where, in theory, you don't need a lot of money, and you can trade off experience. And they're going to be less interested in what your resume says, because you're basically either working for minimum wage or you're working for free. And a volunteer job is not a bad idea right now to kind of smooth out the wrinkles in your resume. And don't put down all the ones that you had for 5 minutes. Just don't put them down. And just say, you know, you're really searching for something that gives you, and you know, essentially what you just said to me. But pick something and look around. It doesn't have to be one job. And as I said, you're in a position where, in theory, you don't have to. I mean, look, one of the things I was going to get to eventually, and let's just put this discussion aside just for a moment. As you point out, you're in a stable position. You've got a boyfriend, even though he's not living with you. He's committed to you, but not committing to you. You've got parents who will let you stay there. You're a middle kid, so, you know, you're getting extra time and attention from your folks. I mean, you've got kind of a cushy situation. It's just not, you're just not learning anything. And you've got a plan to academically catapult yourself out of that in a couple of months, but that may also be part of what's keeping you where you are. Well, if you've got a stable situation that doesn't really inspire you, because if you had your own apartment and you had to pay rent every month and you had to buy your own groceries, you would have kept one of those crappy jobs because it's a matter of survival. Survival is not part of your job requirement right now because you're in this cushy situation. I don't think it's a terrifically healthy situation, but it is comfortable. So if that's where you're going to be, then use that comfort to benefit you rather than to entrap you. So if in fact you're in a situation where you don't have to pay room and board, you don't have to worry about rent, you don't have to worry about food, you don't have to worry about being evicted, you don't have to worry about supporting a husband or taking care of kids, then get a job that teaches you something that may not pay anything, because money is not the primary requirement right now. It might be nice to have some jingle in your jeans, but take a job that at least teaches you something. And if it means that you're doing it as a volunteer, or maybe you can find a part-time job a couple of days a week and then do volunteer a couple of days a week. The point is, find something that makes some sense to you. And
just taking a job just to have a job makes no sense right now, because you see what happens. And at some point, you're going to become phobic about that. And that doesn't make any sense. Even if your resume doesn't reflect it, your psyche will. So figure out what you want to do that makes some sense. And don't worry about getting paid for it right now, because you're in this comfortable situation. So call up the local library. Call up the local. And you may do better at a private school than a public school, because a public school may need more credentials from you, or you may have to go through a waiting list. But this is the time of year to do it, because this is the time of year where people take vacations, people get sick, they're always looking for people to back up. And private schools, quite often, number one, pay somewhat better and require a little less credentialing sometimes, especially if you're saying, I'd like to become a teacher's aide, you know, because I'm going to, for my social work degree, so I'd like to be working with adolescents, or I'd like to be working in an after-school program, or I'm willing to set up, let's say that you're, you know, you love music, I'm willing to set up as a volunteer an after-school program for choir. I mean, think about what would make you happy, give you some information, and the good news is you don't have to get paid for it. The bad news, except it's not really bad news, is you got to stay there.
You're right.
All right? So,
if I don't give it a chance, I won't know.
But I didn't hear what you said.
I'm sorry. If I don't give it a chance, I won't know if I like it or not.
Well, and the point is, it doesn't make any difference if you hate it. Lots of people have jobs that they hate, especially to start with, because starting positions are usually not much fun. You've got a lot of people telling you what to do. You're not being paid very well. Quite often, you either have responsibility with no authority, or you have not much to do. But so what? I mean, the difference between you and everybody else, kiddo, is that you've got somebody who put a roof over your head and food on your table. And if you don't have that, then you stay in crummy jobs, because otherwise you don't eat and you're evicted. So you're just going to have to pretend, at least in your head, that there's a necessity to stay there. And this is going to be your own discipline, that I have to stay in this job, so I have to be really careful about what I choose. And don't choose nothing, because that doesn't teach you anything. And you've already gone through that phase. Or decide, so in your own head, that this has to be serious. And add to that, I'm learning something, that I'm learning about the population I want to do. I mean, I had always thought I was going to be a nurse. I have no idea why I decided nurse rather than doctor, except for my generation, women were not doctors, they were nurses. And I worked as a nurse's aide. I worked as a candy striper for a couple of years and decided I really loved medicine and I really hated being a nurse. But so, you know, and it sort of changed my perspective. I went to medical school with people who graduated medical school and then met their first patient, decided they hated patients, they hated blood, and they hated illness. Let me put you on hold. I'll give you one more time to think about this, but you hear what I'm saying. You're going to have to be more disciplined about it, but think about, be better at the recruitment process, and then you have to stay, even if you hate it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what you should be doing on this Halloween. I promise only treats, no tricks. And we're talking with Natalie, and hopefully, Natalie, I mean, I didn't want to just sort of send you off into Neverland too much chocolate without giving you a chance to ask anything you wanted to.
I do have a question. Actually, okay. I have two for you. Should I feel a sense of guilt and disappointment within myself every time I put myself through this vicious cycle?
No, you just have to stop doing it. Yeah, you just got to learn from it. And as I said, that's why we went through the jobs really carefully, because just saying, well, if you called up and said, Joy, I get hired for all these jobs. I've had 6 jobs in the last 18 months, and I stay for no longer than a month.
what can I do? Well, I mean, the obvious answer is stop doing that. But that doesn't really tell you anything. I mean, you know you need to stop doing that, which is why we went into such great detail about what the jobs were, why the jobs weren't working, and why even with a job that, for example, on the scary one, the medical one, the eye one, that if you had, you know, a baby at home and a rent due, you would have said, okay, this makes me a little squeamish, I'm not really prepared, but you would have said to somebody, look, I need to learn this, or I need to be in the, you know, I'm not really prepared to do this yet, let me be a receptionist in the front and deal with patients until, and let me learn how to observe these, and because you would have made some accommodation, because you'd have to. Because otherwise your baby starves. And because that's why I went into the details about why the jobs didn't make any sense, but equally importantly, why you could afford to let them not make any sense. The lots of people take jobs that they're either underqualified for, overqualified for, or they don't like much. But by and large, we stay with them. And the reason we stay with them is because we have to. Most of us have this really irritating habit called eating. And so what I'm saying is, okay, I'm not even saying move out of your family's house so you're putting yourself on the line. I'm saying if that's where you're going to be, then use that to your advantage rather than disadvantage. Instead of saying, well, I have a backup so I don't have to stay in this crummy job, pick a job better, but pick a job that you don't have to worry so much about money but experience, and even if you hate it, stick with it and pretend that it's a matter of survival, and you, because you do have this backup, you do have the cushion. So it's not about beating yourself up. It's about understanding yourself better and being more, a bit more disciplined, and using what can either be an advantage or a disadvantage, which is that you've got this cushy situation. You've been using it to a disadvantage of saying, well, if I don't like the job, so what? And I'm saying, use it the other way. Use it to an advantage that says, I can take a job that doesn't pay very well that really interests me because I don't have to worry about money right now. All right, what's question two?
Well, I feel like I'm putting myself into this because I don't pace myself. I have an actual, I have an interview on Sunday for another receptionist position. Should I even bother? I mean,
is it just a regular receptionist?
It's at a gym. It's just a receptionist at a gym.
No, I'd say, listen, I really appreciate this, here's what I do. I would say, listen, I really appreciate this. I've got a job, you know, a situation that is a little bit more akin to the field I'm looking for, and what I'd really like to do is call you in 2 weeks if you haven't filled it, and see then. I really appreciate you doing it, but I sort of feel like I need to take a job that helps my career more, and they'll understand that. But no, I mean, why would you? We already know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah, I keep putting myself into these situations, and then
well, you put them in. Listen,
me.
No, what you're doing is you're letting your insecurities overwhelm you. You're saying, well, I really am not very qualified, so I'll take a job that's that I'm overqualified for, so I feel good about it, and I'll get hired, so then I'll feel good about myself, and then I'll hate the job because it's boring. So stop doing that. Put on your big girl pants and say, all right, I may need to learn something, but I need to find a job that doesn't either overwhelm me or bore the daylights out of me. And what I can do is find a job that essentially is an apprenticeship, even though you're going to be doing it in January. So what? That's a school doing it for you. Do it for yourself. You've got a couple months at a time of year where people could use some help. I'd rather you work at Macy's over the holiday season, which you know is going to be a 2-month job. Stay there and deal with disgruntled people for 2 months so you have some jingle in your jeans, and don't kid yourself about it. But you're using a job interview as a way of sort of bolstering your self-esteem, and then you have a job that bores you and you feel, you know, I'm better than this. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, so yeah you can get hired. Yeah, you're attractive in an interview. Yeah, you know what to say. So what? Use it to your advantage, not disadvantage.
You're
play
right.
Play to your strengths, not your weaknesses.
Yes, I am overwhelming myself over such foolish reasons. You're right.
All right. So sit down today, and you and I just went through a whole list of things that might be interesting to you, and get on the phone. And call up some people today. I would call up the person for the interview on Sunday and say, look, I really appreciate it. I have a line on a couple of things. You know, I'm studying to be a social worker of working with kids and working with adolescents. And, you know, maybe, for example, that the health club, rather than being a receptionist, has a daycare program. And they're looking for someone to work in the daycare center, which is not exactly what you have in mind, but is better than being a receptionist because we know what's going to happen in that job.
You're right.
And the next job you have to stay. So make sure, so put some more effort in and be really nice to these people. But, you know, you don't, it's kind of like going out with guys you have no interest in just so they'll ask you out so then you can dump them. That's not going to make you feel, and that's essentially what you're doing. It's not essential. It's exactly what you're doing except substitute job for jock, right? You're not, they're not guys, they're jobs. But you're doing the same thing. You're saying, tell me how cute I am, you know, want me, pant after me, and then I'm going to dump you. Well, that doesn't make you feel good about yourself.
No, not at all.
So stop doing it. All right?
Okay.
So call up the guy on Sunday. Yeah. And draw up a list of some really good places to try and get on the phone today and just be your most grown-up self and say, look, I'm learning to be a social worker. I could use some experience with this age kid. I'm willing to be an unpaid intern for a little while and then maybe take a minimum wage to do it. And here's what I think I'd like to do. And get going on it. Okay.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Listen, I'll tell you one other thing, and then we're going to go right to Susan. One of the things that kind of happened accidentally, but it turns out to be so serendipitous, so I pass it on to other people. This didn't happen because I'm a great planner. This happened because I was poor. I was putting a husband and myself through graduate school, and so I had to work. Because I couldn't afford not to. So I was going to school 4 days a week, and I was working 4 days a week going to school, either nights or weekends or whatever. And I did the same thing in medical school, which is suicidal, but no, that's another issue. But the point is, by the time I had my PhD, and by the time I finished the stuff in medical school, I didn't graduate medical school, I did the first 2 years, I had double the experience everybody else had because I'd gone to school and I'd worked. Now, sometimes I didn't get paid a lot for the working, but it is incredible to have both the educational background and the work background. It also gives you a completely different perspective on both work and employment. It also gives you a focus when you're in school about what you really need to learn. It also gives you a perspective about what teachers really know what they're talking about and which are just blowing smoke. You have no free time, which means you're incredibly organized because you don't have an option. But so if you can figure out something now, even if doesn't pay you, but gives you some idea of work experience, by the time you get your master's degree, you'll have all that work experience as well, which makes you an incredibly attractive employment option.
You're right, and I think that's a big part of it is because I feel like what you said, I'm overqualified and I feel like these jobs aren't going to
find a job that you don't get paid for, but you get the experience because you'll never get paid less than you're going to get paid now. So getting how much you get paid doesn't make any difference, plus you got parents who are supporting you. So find a job doing something that helps your career, not your bank account, because your bank account's irrelevant right now. So go work with a population that you think you'd like to work with and stick with it. Because then, first of all, your school becomes more meaningful. I mean, it's a great loop. Okay? Do it.
You're right.
All right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Joy Brown, for everything.
You're welcome, Natalie. Good luck, kiddo. Susan, you may not like being called Susie. Susan, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I am trying to get some advice on letting go some of my anger. And,
okay.
And when I say that, I'm not an outwardly expressive anger. It's more the internal feeling of anger.
Okay. Well, but understand, kiddo, that's not unusual. People who yell and scream aren't carrying a lot. Most of them are not carrying a lot of anger around. They're letting it out. It's the ones who kind of, you know, who swallow it, who are find themselves exploding at nothing and not understanding it, which means they then distrust their anger, which means they then tamp it down again. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to give you an example to maybe help you me work it through. So
you got it.
I think my biggest target person is my ex-husband.
Okay.
And we have been married. We have been divorced for a very long time already. So.
All right. How long's a long time?
We've been apart for 15 years already.
How long
longer
after
than
you
we
divorced?
Were married? What?
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. When we come back, let's be specific about why you're angry with him, and we'll look at it together, and we'll get rid of some of your anger today. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that's exactly what Susan's done. And Susan is saying, okay, people don't necessarily see me as angry, but I am. And as you know, Susan, it takes a huge toll on you. That anger... Yeah, anger in and of itself has gotten a really bad rep. It's not that anger's the problem. It's either anger misdirected or swallowed. So let's look at the issue about your ex. So you've been apart 15 years. How long have you actually been divorced?
So like 13 and a half of those years.
Okay. Was it? Sounds like it was probably his idea rather than yours.
No, it was actually my idea.
Okay, let's look at that. So you divorced him, so you're angry with him for going along with the divorce? What's the story here?
We had a pretty bad marriage, and it was somewhat abusive, and so I needed to get out. And I'm not angry at him about the divorce. I'm angry about the marriage, but I'm also angry about the children. We have three children together.
Okay.
And they are now all young adults. They were all very small when we split up. And he really walked away. First of all, he turned his anger towards them.
Yeah.
And then he walked away pretty much from them. And so I have raised these three boys completely pretty much by myself.
Okay.
And he loves to take credit for anything good that they do.
Okay.
And he likes to tell people how involved he is in their parenting, but it's all a mess.
Okay. All right, let me stop you for just a second. I get it. How do your sons feel about you, and how do they feel about him? And you've got three boys, so presumably it's probably not monolithic. One probably thinks that the sun rises and sets on your head. One thinks that dad is great, and how could you possibly divorce him? And one is on his computer. I mean, he's just completely upset.
No. The truth is, they're relatively similar. I mean, there's some differences, but they're relatively similar. Now, I have to give you the thing is that my oldest son is on the high functioning autistic spectrum. So
okay.
I think his take is a little bit different than the others, but not a lot different. He has to do with his father, but not a lot to do with his father. He doesn't get along with his stepmother, and he doesn't have a lot to do with him. And we're pretty close. I mean, you know, he's 23.
How old is the oldest?
He's 23.
Okay.
Does
he live on his own?
So this is probably one of the reasons that I'm trying to deal with my issues, because I have an empty nest for the first time.
Okay.
So he is living on his own with guidance from me, so he's not living far.
Okay. Let me ask you a question about the anger. Is the anger, do you feel like it's been percolating all along? Do you feel like it's gotten worse, or you've gotten better, or is it a new phenomenon?
So it's definitely gotten better. In the past, I think I used to, like, you know, think that if I could explain myself to him, he would see my point of view and we could agree.
Explain yourself to whom?
To my ex-husband when things would come up. And I realize now that we will never agree and I don't even bother. I've also started going to the gym, and I realize, like, if I'm really stressed, that helps a little bit.
Are you with somebody or not with somebody?
No, he is. He's remarried and he has younger children.
Okay. How did he father the younger children?
Yes.
Okay. Is it possible that the anger has nothing to do with the fact that you divorced him, and not much to do with the fact that he walked away per se from your kids, but the fact that he's got new kids with a new woman that he's a better father to?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's where we need to start. Right? And it's good that I came up with that, because you may have noticed you didn't. All right? So let's focus there. Let me just tell you a quick story.
I have a stupid example of something that makes me furious each time, and it's so stupid.
All right. Give me the example.
So the middle son is away in college on the West Coast. And every time he comes in, he will call me or text me to ask me how he's getting home from the airport. And usually he's coming in the middle of the night, because that's cheaper.
Right.
And the first time I said, was so excited, like, you know, that he was going to do something to help, be helpful. And he was like, no, I have to be home for my younger children and my new wife. And then I said to him, well, if you're not going to offer, please don't ask. Because
Susan, stop.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to take care
of
it.
Susan, stop right at this moment. One and one is always going to be two. You may not like it. You may wish it was going to be 48. But let me tell you, one and one is always going to be two. What we know about your ex is, number one, if you think you're angry with him, let me tell you how angry he is with you. Because he may have new babies, and he may, in his sane moments, and say to his current wife and to everybody who will listen, you know, thank goodness she divorced me. It was the best thing that ever happened. But there's a part of him that says, she dumped me. She didn't love me anymore. So whenever he gets a chance to disappoint you, to hurt your feelings, and it may not even be conscious, he's going to do it.
Right.
Because bottom line is, you dumped him. So, what now? I mean, if you had to do it all over again, it sounds to me, from what you're saying, you would have absolutely done it. You might have done it slightly differently, but you would have done it. So you need to understand a couple things. In his mind, you're the bad guy. You will always be the bad guy.
All
right? So if we're going to put your anger against his anger, his is Vesuvius, yours is a little anthill. Because he's got this fundamental, basic, intrinsic, she dumped me. And so no matter what, he may or may not be able to give that up. And you could say logically, well, look, he's got new babies, he's got a new wife, he's much happier. Irrelevant. Bottom line is, to his dying, rattly breath, he will remember that you dumped him. So expecting him to be cordial to you, to be warm to you, to be understanding to you, is just plain expecting one and one to be 48. It's not going to happen. And it's not because he's a bad guy. It's because you dumped him. Which doesn't mean you were wrong. Your wrongness is not in dumping him. Your wrongness is expecting him to get over it and to forgive you and think you're okay. He's not going to. So every time you expect him to, you're just opening yourself to him being able to let you down, because and it may not even be conscious. He may view himself as a really nice guy who's gotten over this a long time ago, who, you know, thinks you're But bottom line is, you dumped him. Now, that's number one. Number two, you're having to deal with one of the fundamental issues of the biological world. I will tell you a quick story, and then I will put you on hold, and we'll come back and talk about this. I ran into a friend that I was in practice with a gazillion years ago, and I didn't know him very well, and I didn't remember him very well. And it turns out that he says that he had somewhat of a crush on me, and I knew his wife at the time. And he was talking about, you know, we were going out for coffee, and it was sort of remembering people that we knew in common, and everything was doing fine, until he started talking about his brand new wife, who was 25 years younger than he was, and his new babies. And what I realized is, I didn't really care about this guy, I barely knew him, but I wanted to rip his face off. Because what I realized is that every man can start over really at any time in his life and sort of basically make amends for being lousy, whatever he was, especially with respect to children, and women cannot. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about how to get rid of the anger in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.